you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, January 9th, 2018. It's Prime Life Times in Review. Our new features.
In review.
Our new feature on Wednesdays throughout this month of January.
Great.
We'll see what happens after that.
Yeah.
But hopefully, Lord willing, Jason will be back come February. And
yeah.
We'll fit this maybe back onto Mondays
All
or
right.
something. We'll see. But right now we have Memorization Mondays.
You bet.
And we have Memories of an African Sun Tuesdays. Yeah, that's right. Memorization Mondays. I don't know how we'll fit this in, unless this will be part of the lineup on Mondays. But
we'll figure something out.
We'll continue. Well, anyways, so today we're looking at our January 2019 edition, and I'm looking at the wall there. 1,
oh.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 11, 12, 13, 14. This is our 15th edition.
It's amazing.
Oh, listening friend, you need to come to the Great News Radio
oh, yeah.
Center and look at our wall of fame.
I don't know if I should say time has flown or it hasn't.
Yeah,
it's like it's gotten lost.
It's like a blur. But
it is like
I can't
a blur.
Even see the blur.
I know, but
so
I love
fast.
It. It's fun. It's very much energy around all this.
But we have 15 of our front page copies on the wall. They're in these plastic holders. Those holders are actually made for T-shirts.
Yeah, that was a good
and
call
so
on your part. Think that
put
through.
It, but I really like how they're all displayed there. Those of you that are Facebook friends, you've seen it. In fact, I'm going to include it. Oh, no, it didn't make it.
Oh, oh hey, no.
That's right. It didn't make it to our newsletter. This newsletter will go out pretty soon. It's actually at the printer. It's in its final stages
yeah.
of being produced. But you can stop by and see all 15 editions. You can actually pick them up. I have extras in front in these little holders.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's fun to look at.
Our award-winning paper.
Our five-time award. Yes, that's right. That's in the newsletter. We are pleased to announce our Prime Life Times paper has received five. Count
five.
Them. One, two, three, four, five. National, not local, not just, you know, your best friend says, hey,
that's
I
right,
award
that's
you
right.
An award. This is five national awards from the North American Mature Publishing Association. We're members of NAMPA.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually not even them. It was the prestigious Independent College of Journalism at the University of Missouri that judged. I guess there was almost 300 entries.
Yeah.
I think 293 entries from around the country. I think there's only a couple senior papers in Illinois, but
mm-hmm.
All the other states have multiple senior papers.
Yeah, they do. And that School of Journalism is one of the top three in the nation.
And they judged, and they came back and gave us five awards.
Yay.
A first place, two second places, and two third places. And so we're very appreciative of that and that
mm-hmm.
recognition. And we can't wait to see how this next year, the voting will go, because now we know
what
know.
We're doing.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's what least, you really want to say, because it's
15 months into it, and we're starting to know what we're doing.
Kind of got our sea legs.
Yeah.
Sort
so
of.
This newsletter, if you want to receive it and you didn't make a donation, in 2018. Just let us know. You can call in. It's really fun. It's loaded with pictures. Look at
yeah,
all those
yeah,
pictures.
Yeah, those are nice.
A lot of fun pictures of the staff, the singing men, some of those that are part of the Conversational English group, those that went to the Creation Museum and the Ark Experience, then our staff, and then some of the staff and board and
mm-hmm.
key volunteers.
I like the way you titled it, Looking Forward, Looking Back.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I was praying it up. I was like, what should be a big caption? And let's look forward. Let's also look back.
Well, it's also kind of like Tolkien-ish or something. It kind of
yeah, yeah.
sounds very special.
Yeah, it is. It's extremely special.
Okay.
So today we are going to be... Oh, so if you want to receive this newsletter, just give us a call, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. We'll be happy to mail that out. And if you're a part of Memorization Mondays, I can't wait. This coming Monday, Lord willing, we're going to have the author of the book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart, Robert J. Morgan. I can't say in the studio because
yeah.
I'm going to have him through the phone
sure.
lines, but we're going to have an interview about this book, the importance of memorizing Scripture. And
I'm so glad he agreed to do that.
Yes, I'm excited. In fact, he produced this book. I don't have the date. It's, you know, it's a few years removed from
it's
when...
Like 2010 or...
8 or 10 years old.
Yeah.
But
oh, it doesn't matter. It's timeless.
Yeah, it's timeless, and I just felt like God would have us as a radio station and as a ministry and as a benefit to the listeners to be a part of Memorization Mondays, and we're going to be practicing the actual scripture memory come February, but now we're laying the groundwork. We're reading some of the early chapters or the preface and some of the, what do they call it?
Well, like I said yesterday, I've already got Genesis 1:1 down.
Yeah, we worked on that.
But this is a great thing. He got this kind of, I guess, you know, what do you call it, an accolade or whatever from David Jeremiah on the back of the book. He says, Rob Morgan never disappoints me. His books do what a good book should do, make you think about life from a new and fresh perspective.
Yeah.
Very good.
We have copies here at the Great News Radio Center. We'll probably have to start reordering some more.
Yeah.
They're going fast, but a discounted price of $10. You stop by the Great News Radio Center. You can pick it up. Phone first, because Marianne and I oftentimes are running errands or out and about or who knows where.
And sometimes even if we walk down to talk to somebody in another business, like if you talk to Bill or I go down to Calico we lock the door.
Yeah, lock the door.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot of equipment in here.
Yeah, phone first, 217-367-7777. And if you say, I can't get out, but I really want a book, just include five additional dollars, so $15, because of the postage and handling to get it mailed to you in a nice envelope. It costs about $5. So
I know somebody wants three. Two friends.
Yeah, we had some small groups are starting to use
this.
And others. So
I think it's going to be a great experience.
Get your copy today, 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart. Well, speaking of reading, yesterday we read a chapter of Memories of an African Son.
We're halfway through the book now.
Monday we read portions of 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart. Today, you're going to give us kind of a flyby of our January 2019 edition of the Prime Life Times. So take us through it. What can we look forward to as we pick this up in our over 200 area locations?
I'm going to go to each one and pick one single paper up.
Yeah,
that's funny. Okay, I have to ask you a question. What is a flyby? In Navy terms, or Air Force.
Well,
why do they do it, though?
Oh, surveillance.
Oh.
See what's going on.
Okay, I should have known that, probably.
Or sometimes, I think it's made popular from Top Gun.
Oh.
When they did the flyby over the tower, so it's kind of a show-off move.
Was that Tom Cruise?
Yeah,
okay.
And he flies by, so that was a flyby. That was an unauthorized flyby because he got too close to the tower. But they do for the flybys, like a U of I game and the F-18s or whatever,
but
fly
that's not
over.
A fly.
That's
a flyover.
Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah, flyby. I don't know.
Okay.
And I do flybys to Karen. Like, hey, Karen, I'll be there in 6 minutes. Come out the door. You hand me. I roll down the window.
Fine.
She hands me the work.
Do you do that?
The quick flyby.
For real?
I used to do it for years. No, it's a slow by. I stop, I run up, grab whatever.
Well, I'm glad you do that for her.
Yeah. But she's done many a flyby where she meets me on the road, hands it through the window, I hand her the radio work, and we exchange.
Well, I almost said when you gave out the phone number earlier, I almost said, and hear the lovely voice of Karen, or Bethany now, too.
Yeah. So we have this front page, Visioning the Beloved Community.
Martin Luther King article, Jr., Martin Luther King, Jr.
By Gladys Hunt.
Yeah, she's a good writer.
And there's our winner, 5 awards, national award-winning newspaper, The Prime Life Times. Pickleball. I've had friends wanting to invite me to play pickleball with them for about a year or two. Not yet.
Have you ever played it?
No. Okay. I haven't even watched it being played, but I heard it's a fun game.
I just think it doesn't sound right, pickleball.
Yeah.
I keep having this picture of pickles every time I hear the phrase.
Yeah, it's kind of like tennis on a smaller court.
Yeah.
It's kind of like badminton, yet tennis. And I guess the people that enjoy it love it.
Yeah, they seem to. And it probably is really fun.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet.
So then we've got our January sky, and that is very interesting about the supermoon, the Quadrantids meteor shower, you know, people that are interested in astronomy.
Yeah, we need Rob to kind of define some of these
terms.
Yeah,
come define words.
Quadrantids?
Quadrantids. Yeah.
Quadrantids?
I've heard of it.
Meteor shower.
Don't worry over it.
Yeah. I haven't read this article yet.
There's some first sentence. Then we have New Year's Reset. That's by Mervet Adams. That's another Health Alliance article. They do good articles.
Yeah.
They always tell an interesting thing. This is interesting about the new device for Parkinson's patients. That's very intriguing.
Oh.
That's
Thank
very
you,
intriguing.
Russ Taylor, and our friends over at Wright Motor Company in Danville. Because of these great advertisers, we can offer this paper free of charge.
Yeah.
So we appreciate all those that have taken out ads. We have some new ads coming in February. I'm excited to share some of these nice businesses and service providers that are helping pay for this paper.
So. Well, when you think about it, I mean, the fact that so many people who might not be able to buy it or wouldn't buy it, they just pick this paper up and read it and write in. That's great.
Yep.
And these advertisers make it happen. Yeah, on A4, Kathleen wrote a truly wonderful article about Rabbi Isaac Newman. I know so many people know him. He was very well known in this area. He, I think, started the first synagogue or helped put it up in East Berlin. Yeah, he's amazing. So this is an article totally so worth reading in this paper. She did a great job.
Living Beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah, her and Nancy Miller and others used to attend to the garden at Sinai Temple.
At Sinai Temple,
yeah,
really?
They had this garden in the middle, and it was dedicated to him. And
oh,
with
I didn't
his
know that.
Passing, they continued to work it. Nancy Miller and Kathleen Jennings, you have these Christians going over to Sinai Temple working on it.
My daughter had a friend in high school who babysat for their nursery on Sabbath. Yeah. Okay, so this is important, I think. Oh, there's Daryl's article.
Wait, what did you call it? This is what?
Important?
Oh, important.
Imported. No, I said important. Enjoying the Prime Life Times.
Oh, yes.
And we thank all of our advertisers. And it says, you know, it takes a lot of energy and effort. Please consider supporting the Prime Life Times paper through a tax-deductible gift to the media group and just designate it. That would be so helpful.
Yeah, if you love to read and can catch the vision on how we're using this paper to God's glory, you know, it can be picked up at Walmarts, at Carl, at restaurants, at grocery stores, all over the area. It has a very positive, engaging, and informative paper. Great stories. Joey Crowe writes a devotional thought through his little article.
Yeah,
a lot of great content contributors that love the Lord. It's a great paper, and we're making new inroads and teaching people about the radio ministry, so you can find out about the radio ministry through this paper. And so if you can catch the vision like we've caught the vision and want to help finance and underwrite this paper, it's part of our ministry costs. Your tax-deductible gifts would go a long way, and you can mail those in to Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550.
Designate the Prime Life Times.
Fisher, Illinois, 61843, and designate the Prime Life Times. We'd appreciate that.
So Daryl Kennedy's article is very informative. This is
freshly back from Israel.
Oh, yeah,
He's with me there.
He's a nice guy.
October.
So this is in the lifestyle section, Running for Life, written by Renee Sear from the Gibson City Hospital, about this amazing man, Urban Bain. I look at that picture. This guy, like, is the premier athlete, and he's a farmer.
Yeah, good-looking All-American there.
I know. It's great. It's a great article. It's interesting. Way to go, Urban.
Yeah, some great cartoons. I know we laughed over the one. Sorry, Kevin, but having the Wi-Fi down for a few hours is not living off the grid.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so the little dejected youngster that's sitting there. But, Daddy, I need my internet connection.
Right.
There's Scrabble Grams, the Middletons, Gasoline Alley.
Yep.
And then did you see this one with the Frankenstein-looking guy?
I know. Yes, I did see it. I found it. Put it in the paper.
Good cartoons, everyone. Get your January edition. And, by the way, we picked up a few more people that want to subscribe. You can get this delivered to your home each and every month, usually around the first or second of the month. As soon as it's printed, we mail them out. There's a $30 charge, and that basically covers the postage and handling. So if you'd want the Prime Life Times mailed to your home, just call it in. If you have a credit card, we can take that information down and send you the January edition to wherever you want it mailed. Or maybe it's a belated Christmas gift and you want to subscribe your neighbor or somebody else. You want to give them a copy of this.
Well, yeah, I'm giving my daughter, I told you, a belated Christmas gift. I ordered it well before Christmas, and it just came yesterday.
Yeah, so get this as a New Year's gift to a friend or neighbor or family member, the Prime Life Times.
Now, this article on A8 that Phyllis Hockman, who's a really fun person, wrote, Old Newcastle, this is interesting because it's near Williamsburg. Williamsburg has been recreated. I just learned this from this article. This city, many of the buildings are the actual ones from way back in the Revolutionary times. Yeah, it's really amazing.
1700 and 1800s.
I know. It's a really interesting article.
Nice pictures in here, too.
Mm-hmm.
And this Prime Life Times is full color, not black and white. This is full color. You'll really like it. If you've not picked up your edition yet, stop by one of those 200 area locations. You can find out where's the location closest to you at primelifetimes.com. Primelifetimes.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we reached out to our Indiana listeners and friends and readers with the famous Hoosiers quiz.
We're an Ileana paper.
Yeah. So some of you are going to do very well at that.
I didn't.
Others of you will not do so well.
I didn't hardly know any.
Yes.
I knew Carol Lombard, I think. That's about it.
Oh,
Cole Porter. It's interesting. So many interesting people from Indiana. Who knew?
Yeah, Michael Jackson. He was from Indiana?
James Dean. James Dean.
Cole Porter.
Wow. Well, you know that song where they say James Dean, and then they stop and they go, James Dean.
Yeah. Fred Skelton.
Yeah, well, I guess I do know some, but I just
Wilbur Wright.
Well, look at that. Booth Tarkington, Kurt Vonnegut. He's famous. I can't remember why, but Jessamine West. She wrote all those, like Mennonite, way back when. She's
and
an
they,
author.
And then they have all the,
books,
like on the right side, you put the letter next to the number, like author, mystery writer, lawyer, Supreme Court justice, actress.
Wilbur Wright. Isn't he the
American Vice
Wright
President?
Brothers?
Yeah.
David Letterman, Eli Lilly, famous medicine prescription person. Yeah. Pharmaceutical, that's the right word.
Page A9,
I'm getting
fill
there.
It out. Okay.
Okay.
A10.
Mm-hmm.
Wellness, health, and fitness. Yeah, we have these great categories. Lifestyle stories. We have wellness, fitness. We have money management. Oh, and like movie reviews and all sorts of fun things.
Here's new laws this year for Indiana and Illinois. This is very intriguing. Some of them are just outlandish. It's now illegal to get a tattoo on your eyeball. I read that and I thought, I don't even want to know about it.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know about it.
And it's illegal to do that.
Yeah, now. Apparently it wasn't.
Wow.
Yeah. Dreadful, dreadful. But there's some.
What are they going to do? Find? Yeah. Well, I'm not. Well,
let's not go there. Yeah. Shouldn't have said it.
There's our pickleball, A13.
Yep. Okay, we could read this if we have time.
Okay, go ahead. There's
minutes. Happy as a clam.
Oh, okay.
By Wordsmith's Workshop by Rob Seidenberg. And he starts it, my friend Mark.
Yeah, that's right.
You know who.
Once upon a time, I had a friend named Mark.
My friend Mark recently asked me about the origin of happy as a clam. And I had to say, I didn't know.
Hey, Rob,
let's just stop right there.
Rob didn't know. Yeah, we talked about this on a program, about a month ago?
About him not knowing that very thing? I know. You didn't know he was going to write this article.
No.
Well, now I do. So I'll let you in on it. The original expression was happy as a clam at high tide, a situation that provided protection from predators because of the depth of the water above the clam. The shortened form, happy as a clam, first appeared in print in 1830. The long form is much older. Our language provides lots of ways to say we're happy. Being on cloud nine, having a whale of a time, being on top of the world, being tickled pink, being over the moon, being in seventh heaven, leaping for joy, walking on air, weeping for joy, grinning from ear to ear, and grinning like a Cheshire cat. This last expression was popularized by Lewis Carroll's novel, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, published in 1865. The expression, though, had already appeared in print in the 1700s, though its origin is disputed.
Hey, back to this other one.
What?
Having a whale of a time.
Yeah.
A whale of a time. Where would that come from?
We should ask Rob.
Yeah, okay, Rob. Homework.
Somebody write in. When Mark asked me, there's your name again.
Sure.
When Mark asked me the origin of happy as a clam, I asked him the origin of tickled pink.
Yeah.
And neither of us knew.
Well, we surmised.
Yeah, you did. That one is a bit tricky. Because most sources report that it first appeared in print in 1922, some say it dates from 1909, a little sleuthing finds the expression in a play titled Hicks at College, presented in New York City in 1900.
And that's H-I-C-K-S, so is that capitalized H meaning a person's name, not as in a hick?
I think it could be either way, because it's capitalized because it's the first word in the title.
Oh,
but
true.
You may be right. Which is it? See, we have a problem now. The idiom was likely in common use by then. Etymologists opine that the expression has to do with turning pink from being tickled so much. I suspect a connection to being in the pink, an expression that shows up in Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, written in about 1594. When my friend Mark reads this informative
article. He's looking for a raise or something.
When my friend Mark reads this informative article, I reckon he'll be as happy as a dog with two tails.
Yeah. Oh, Rob Seidenberg, the Worksmith Workshop, happy as a clam.
Yeah.
Hey, that being in the pink, I'm really surprised from Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, because we use that term, that's like a business term, we're in the pink.
No, you're in the red.
In the red.
You're never out in the pink, you're in the red, aren't you?
Well,
you're
yeah.
in the black or you're in the red.
Yeah, but if it's not a
you
really
wanna
bad
be,
year.
You want to be in the black.
Yeah, yeah. But I've heard the pink, too.
You like have?
You're kind of not quite in the red, you're in the pink. You're in between the black and the red.
Well, you should ring up one of our financial people, you know.
Okay, so being in the pink. From Romeo and Juliet. Okay, well.
Ring up Thrivent. You can ring up Edward Jones. Ring up one of them. What's it mean?
Oh, okay. Well, we didn't even get to Section B.
Oh,
but
dear.
That's a famous. Oh, there's the answers. There's our staff, the backside of A16. How many pages was this? 16, 12, 28 pages.
That's what Raymond for.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, this article by Maggie Doherty Roberts on my bookshelf.
Yeah.
That's really worth reading. She has some fabulous books she mentions there. One I checked out from the library, The Hidden Life of Trees.
And she's a librarian in St.
No,
Joe?
No. That's Susan McKinney. That's the bookshelf review.
Oh, on my bookshelf this, versus the bookshelf review.
Yeah, she just writes an article every month about nature and environment and animals. And this time she just told what books are on her bookshelf. And it's really a really intriguing article.
All right, everyone, pick up your January edition of the Prime Life Times. You can pick them up right here at the Great News Radio Center when you come in to purchase your 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart, or just to say hi, or pick up program guides to hand out to your small group.
Or just come in and say hi.
Visit, yeah. And we'll put you on the air.
Candy cane. Yeah, probably you will put them on the air. Yeah.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.